24, discussion and possible action on grant for implementation of select management measures for Lake Granbury Watershed Protection Fund. Tiffany Morgan.
For those of you who were around this time last year, you'll remember we presented almost the exact same agenda item and were unsuccessful in receiving that grant. TCEQ, we were ranked number 8 out of 30, and they funded 7. So we're trying again this year for the grant. We have made and worked with TCEQ, made some vast improvements to reduce the overall amount, so hopefully we will be successful this time. But what this grant will do is go through, and it's going to provide us funding to implement the pieces of the Granbury WPP that the Brazos River Authority can do standalone without significant participation from either the city or county governments. The overall recommendation was constructing a regional wastewater collection system for the lakeside community, but we're going to do some of the smaller pieces out of the WPP. One of their requests from the stakeholders was a watershed coordinator to help guide them through that larger process of establishing a regional collection system, help assess as we move through the process improvements in water quality, continue to facilitate the stakeholder group, keep them on track, keep them moving forward, and then to implement an education and outreach program to hopefully in the interim, while that long-term process is going, try to get as much improvement as we can by hopefully modifying behaviors or at least educating people how to modify their behaviors in a way to benefit water quality in the lake. Next slide. The grant application was submitted to TCEQ on September 24th. The majority of it will be a pass-through of funds to the Texas AgriLife Research Extension that will do both the watershed coordination and education implementation. That is a change from our original grant and one of the recommendations of TCEQ to reduce the number of full-time employees we'd be requesting funding to cover. AgriLife does have extensive experience in this type of project. They have done watershed coordination and education programs in several other watersheds in coordination with the WPP. We do have faith that they'll be able to do an adequate and good job for us in the Lake Granbury area. Next slide. Overall, it is a 60-40 federal match with a total of $544,799. All of the local portion will be provided by in-kind service, and AgriLife did put up a significant amount of their own in-kind to cover their portion of the grant. So we should not be out any out-of-pocket expenses from this grant. Next slide is the resolution. And there is one discrepancy on the slide. What is in your agenda item is the correct amount. What I just showed you on the previous slide is the correct amount. Unfortunately, my total, I must have entered the wrong number, but I will read it correctly. Yes, sir.
Will this provide a new position for AgriLife Extension? It will be in the county office in Granbury? Or
that is the plan for the moment, that they will have a full-time person to work specifically these two issues, education and watershed coordination, out of that Granbury Extension. But they will also have the full support of the entire AgriLife system behind them, which is extensive. And mostly the Urban Solutions Center out of Dallas will be this person's main backup group.
Will they... Is there verbiage in place for them when this grant funding runs out to continue that position, or is it a limited time?
It is a limited time. This would be a 3-year grant. That total amount is for all 3 years to fund. What we could do at that point in time, if it's been successful and we feel the stakeholders really have their heart into it and are still moving forward, we can reapply for continued funding. Or hopefully at that point, one of the tasks in that grant that AgriLife is to do is to work with the locals to get them to that area, to the point where they should be somewhat self-sufficient. Teach them how to go out and write a grant, how to find the state and federal dollars from the Water Development Board, and the things that they need to get the funding for the larger regional collection system. So hopefully at the end of 3 years they'd be self-sufficient, but if not, there could be another application for the grant. And at that point it could be either AgriLife applies directly for it, if you also desire, or we can apply for it again and pass through.
Have we asked for any political support in this?
We have an extensive, in our grant application, we had a letter of support from Chet Edwards, Representative Keffer, the Hood County Judge, the Chamber of Commerce, the Realtors Association, most of our stakeholder group, most of the homeowners associations all submitted letters of support along with the grant.
Okay, good, because we've been very successful in the past.
Yes, and I hope it will be again. The only thing that makes me a little nervous about this is EPA is kind of going back and forth and seems to be changing their mind on what they're willing to fund. This ultimately goes through TCEQ to EPA, and that's the one toss-up.
TCEQ as opposed to Water Development Board.
Right, this is through TCEQ, but to actually fund the construction of the regional system, it would more likely be a Water Development Board program, but this grant is through TCEQ and EPA.
Any other questions? Please read the resolution. Okay.
The following resolution is presented for consideration to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority for adoption at its October 25th, 2010 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to enter into a grant agreement with the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality to implement select portions of the Lake Granbury Watershed Protection Plan. The total amount of the grant is $544,799, with the Brazos River Authority's portion being approximately 40% of this amount and will be covered by in-kind services.
Heard a reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Moved by Adams, second by Brashears. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer DeCluitt.
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Belt?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Brashears?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director McKnight?
Yes.
Director Scott?
Yes.
Director Sloan?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Here. Yes.
Director Ward?
Yes.
All right, thank you.